Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax, and find out how you can live a better life on the Pulse.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move in a wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and it has been National Concussion Awareness Day this past week on Friday, but we're continuing the trend this weekend, and we are talking with Amy Zellmer. She's an author and a photographer and a contributor to the Huffington Post, and she is also a concussion survivor. Good morning and thank you for being with us.
Hi, Stephanie.
I'm so thrilled to have you on air with us because you have just been through the ringer in recovering from a traumatic brain injury. And I am excited that you're able to help bring light to what a concussion is and what the struggles are that people that have been diagnosed with them experience. So let's start off. Tell our listeners what happened. How did your injury happen?
So it was February in 2014, and I was just walking down our driveway, and it has a bit of an incline to it. Like, it's not super steep, but it definitely has an incline. And I was carrying my Yorkie in my arm because she was refusing to walk because it was like 10 below out that morning. And I took a step and swoosh, my feet went out from under me. And because of the incline, we feel my head kind of took the full impact. And we assume I was out for probably a minute or two because Pixie had a chance to walk about 12 feet away from me. And she was just kind of looking at me like, what's going on? I know. So she's the only one that really knows the story, but she's not talking. But I got up and, I mean, I remember hearing my head hit the ground and going, oh no, this isn't good. And when I got up, I had just the most incredible pain on the back of my head, and I was fully expecting to see blood. Fortunately, there wasn't, but I was in so much pain. And I have those, like, you know how they talk about you see stars when you hit your head, and I literally had, like, little fireworks going off in both my eyes. And that was really what was very concerning to me. Like, I knew I wasn't okay, and the visual stuff was really concerning. I'm like, I knew I needed to get to a doctor right away because I'm a photographer. So my eyes are very important. I mean, so is my brain, but I wasn't thinking that yet. So I went to the doctor right away, and he, you know, did his standard concussion test on me and was like, yep, you have a pretty good concussion. It could take 4 to 6 weeks for you to feel better. And I continued to see him, you know, over those 4 to 6 weeks. And he could tell I wasn't improving at all. And I had a lot of aphasia. I had a lot of memory problems, cognitive processing speeds. Like, I couldn't always comprehend what people were trying to tell me. And I remember going to the ATM machine and not having any idea what I had to do. Like, I had my card out. I knew I was supposed to do something with it, but I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
Wow.
I know. And it was frightening. And my microwave at home, I, like, was looking at it, and I'm like, I just don't know what button to push. Like,
wow.
It was so overwhelming. And, you know, those are things we take for granted, right? Like, you know how to work your microwave.
Oh, yeah.
So it was really frightening. So he eventually sent me to the neurologist who did an MRI. And, of course, you know, that came out totally clear. And the neurologist told me, you know, if you're not feeling better in another 6 weeks, come back. So I did because I wasn't feeling it. I actually was starting to, like, decline. I definitely declined before I, like, got any better. And it was frightening. You know, nobody could really give me any answers. Everybody kept telling me, you know, oh, it could take 6 weeks. Oh, it could take 6 months. Oh, it could take a year. And that was really frustrating because the doctors were being so passive about it. And it was like, what is wrong? Like, is there something more wrong with me? You know, when when you can't like comprehend what somebody's trying to tell you. And I got lost driving home from Target all the time, like the Target I go to forever. I would get lost. All of a sudden I'd be like, oh my gosh, where am I? And I wasn't actually lost. It was just this feeling of not knowing where I was. And it was really scary. And, you know, I was begging for help. I was begging the doctors for some sort of therapy. I'm like, do I need, like, cognitive therapy or occupational therapy? I'm like, I don't know what I need, but I can tell I need something. And eventually I was sent to the neuropsychologist to take a neuropsych exam, which she basically told me I must have tried faking it. After she told me you can't fake the test, but she said, I don't think you tried hard enough because you scored worse than a dementia patient in the memory.
Aww.
And I'm like, that's what I've been telling you. Like, it was so frustrating.
It must have been devastating to be accused of possibly faking your exam.
And I hear this from other people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how do they not know any better? This is 2017. And like, how do we not know better? And so she wanted to put me on Ritalin, antidepressant, and a sleeping pill all after meeting with me one time.
Wow.
And I was like, no, thank you. Like, that is just not – I know it's not going to heal my brain injury. Like, so why take this? I was pretty much against taking any pharmaceuticals if I didn't have to, you know, like – like, if I would have had swelling or something, I would have definitely considered taking something, but not an antidepressant and Ritalin.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, Brooke had a similar story with that.
Yes.
And
it's scary how many people have similar stories with that.
Like, I know.
Here's like, a bag full of pills and
I
come
know.
Back in 6 weeks.
It's like, we don't know what to do with you, so here's some pills.
Yeah, that's exactly. We don't know what to do with you. We don't know what to do for you. So here's some pills, and let's hope it gets better before you need to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you actually found healing by looking for someone to help you yourself, correct?
Well, yes and no. So I had began writing on HuffPost about my journey. And I started a private Facebook group, and I was doing a lot of advocacy and outreach. And it was about my 2.5-year mark. And a doctor actually reached out to me. He was local, and he was like, please come see me. I know that I can help you. And I was really like, I just kind of blew him off for a while. I'm
no.
like, well, nobody's been able to help me. Like, why would he be able to help me? But he was sort of persistent, and so I finally was like, okay, what do I have to lose here? So I went in, and he practices functional neurology,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, like a whole body approach to healing the brain. And he did my initial consultation and was like, yep, it's your eyes. And I had been telling doctors for 2.5 years, I think there's something wrong with my eyes. Like, I feel like my eyes are causing all my dizzy problems. And everybody was like, no, no, that's just positional vertigo. No, it's just vertigo, and your eyes are fine. And, I mean, I went to the neuro-ophthalmologist. I was like, it's like, no, my eyes aren't fine. And so he validated that. Like, I knew I wasn't crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And we did simple eye exercises, and no joke, within 2 weeks, my dizziness went from like a 9 out of 10 to like a 2.
No.
Yeah. Just.
A completely holistic approach.
Yep. Yep. He did a lot of work on my neck because I still had a lot of whiplash symptoms. So my neck was still really tight. And so he did a lot of work on my neck and then did work with the eyes and incorporated whole body movements with my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, within 2 weeks, I felt so much better. And once that dizziness subsided, like, it freed up so much more energy because my brain wasn't having to try to figure out where my body was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when your body is working nonstop, you know, I say it's like your computer. And if you have like 25 applications running all at once, it's sucking all the memory, and, you know, it runs really slow. And that's basically what's happening in your brain, you know, it's constantly trying to monitor where you are because your vestibular system is so out of whack.
That's a great description.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that frustrates me with concussions is it's like an invisible injury. Like, people will look at you on the outside and think, oh, yeah, you're fine, when you could be struggling so much in your daily life. Did you find that to be true?
Absolutely. I mean, about 2 weeks after my accident, I had posted on Facebook. I was just trying to update my friends, and people who were like real life friends that I thought would have my back were like, oh my God, it's just a concussion. Get over it. It's been 2 weeks. Why are you still complaining about this? And I was like, what?
Like, wow.
You have no idea what I'm going through. Like, I can't use my microwave or my oven. Like, if I can't use my microwave, I'm definitely not turning on my oven, right?
Right.
I've had some pretty close calls with my oven in the past 3 years. And, you know, I had trouble driving. I will admit that I was afraid to tell anyone because I didn't want my driver's license taken away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a single person. What would I do? But I was very, very selective on when I would drive. I couldn't drive at night at all. I couldn't go out to eat. Like, going to Applebee's, for instance, was like, oh my gosh, like the lights, the TVs, the music, the people, like my body, you know, you take for granted how your brain processes things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your brain just naturally knows how to process out background noise from the person you're talking to. But when you have a brain injury, that filter's broken, and you just, all you can hear is all of it at the same time. And it's very overwhelming.
I'm so thankful that you're sharing your story with our listeners today. It has been National Concussion Awareness Day on Friday, and we're carrying it through this weekend here on WTPL. We're talking with Amy Zellmer. She's a contributing author for the Huffington Post, also a professional photographer and an advocate for those that have suffered concussion. We have to take a break. We will be right back here on Half Hour to Health, sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic. Today's show is sponsored by Crossroads, where you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays to find out if chiropractic can help you for just $25, which is an awesome opportunity. Go to our website at crossroadschiropractic.com or give us a call at 575-8090. Today's show is in honor of National Concussion Awareness Day, which was on Friday, and our guest today is Amy Zellmer. She is a concussion advocate as well as a concussion survivor herself, and you have been doing so much work to support people and promote understanding and awareness of concussions. So thank you for all the work you're doing, Amy.
Yeah, you know, when I was going through that first year, it was so isolating. I felt so alone. I didn't know anybody else who'd been through something similar. And, you know, once I started writing on HuffPost and I started getting a lot of followers, and I was like, holy cow, there's a lot of people out there going through this exact same thing. And I mean, 2.8 million reported brain TBIs every year, traumatic brain injuries. And that's
Wow. Just
the reported ones, right?
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, how many go undiagnosed and unreported?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and then the undiagnosed, like you just said, there's so many people in my group who have never formally been diagnosed, but like they were in a car accident 5 years ago or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And I'm so passionate about trying to raise more awareness. The people that are suffering know they're not alone, know that there's resources out there. Like, I didn't know Dr. Jeremy existed until he reached out to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I have a podcast series. I write on HuffPost. I published my first book, Life with a Traumatic Brain Injury, Finding the Road Back to Normal. I'm doing everything I can to just try to raise awareness, and also trying to raise awareness to healthcare professionals. Because I just feel like, you know, if they've been in business practicing for 20 years, what they learned 20 years ago is not what we know today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they've never taken any sort of continuing education specifically on brain injury and concussion, they just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of frightening because it is 2017.
It is. Absolutely. I can give a quick list of a few things that my daughter Brooke was told after she had her concussion. One of them was, as better as you can get in 12 months is all you're going to get. So however you get to at the end of a year from your injury, you'll never get any better than that. And that was by an expert.
Uh-huh.
And I've talked to so many concussion survivors and seen her journey now past that first year that it does keep getting better. The brain can heal.
I mean,
it's slow,
absolutely.
But never lose hope for improvement.
I mean, look at me. I was 2.5 years out before I did anything that gave me any sort of improvement.
How did you live like that for 2.5 years?
It was horrible, Stephanie. It was, I mean, I lived in this like perpetual fog. I mean, and I'm self-employed, so I had no choice but to work. But I learned really quickly I could only work a few hours a week because every hour I worked essentially equated to like 2 hours of nap, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just everything you do takes so much more energy when you have a brain injury because, mm-hmm. you know, and in my case, I had physical injuries on top of just the brain injury. And so, you know, your brain's trying to heal your body first and it's using all its energy. And it's, you know, and then when you have doctors that just don't even know, I mean, I should have been in rehab in the first like 3 weeks, mm-hmm. you know, you should let yourself rest for a couple weeks, but then you should get right into rehab. And I mean, nobody even talked about it, you know, like I said, I was begging for it and well, let's just give it more time. And that was from the neurologist. Like, it was so frustrating, you know, and we have trust in our doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we trust that they know what's best for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that they don't always know. So you need to be your own advocate and really just do some research. And, I mean, that's why I'm passionate about being on HuffPost, because it's very searchable. You know, if you Google things, you'll find my articles.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was looking, I really couldn't find much of anything.
It's definitely improved in the last few years. We're
yeah.
at least having the conversation.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And I think the other conversation that's happening on a national level is what we do when it comes to children and sports and concussions.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many decisions to be made. First of all, do your kids even participate in contact sports with the risk of a concussion? And then, again, if you do suffer a concussion, how long does the kid stay out of sports? How many concussions are too many before they quit the sport altogether? There's unanswered questions of what's the long-term outlook for kids who have suffered multiple concussions 30, 40 years down the road. So at least we don't really have answers right now. I feel like it's just the best opinion of the best experts. There's not any double-blind
yeah.
placebo studies. So we're all making our best guesses. But at the very least, in the past couple of years, we're starting to have the conversation, which is the first
yes.
step.
Yes, I agree.
So just to give the listeners a little more perspective on concussion, it isn't just headaches and dizziness. It can affect your mood, your emotions.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Obviously your social interaction with people. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with people you thought were your friends and
mm-hmm.
they were the quickest to judge.
Yeah.
And it can affect your mental health as well. I know for kids that are teenagers that suffer a concussion, they're twice as likely, if not three times as likely, to suffer from depression if they've had a concussion compared to a teenager that hasn't. So the
mm-hmm.
risks with mental illness, depression, anxiety go up once you've suffered a concussion.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see that that's why so many doctors don't know what to do and they just put you on antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the reality is that the depression is a symptom. It's not the core problem.
Mm-hmm.
You need to treat the core problem, not the symptom, right?
Exactly. it's common sense, but we miss that in medicine
like
sometimes.
Medicine 101. But yeah, you know, and so they put you on antidepressants, but it's like, well, but that's only going to mask the depression part of it. Like, it's doing nothing to help you heal the brain injury. And, you know, and I want to be really clear to people, a concussion is a brain injury. There is permanent damage. Every single time you have a concussion, even sub-concussive hit,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're getting little bits of damage every single time you have a sub-concussive hit. And that's where those impact sports are so dangerous, because you don't always exhibit symptoms on a sub-concussive hit,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so you could have 10 hits before you have a really bad hit, and then, you know, then that's when the trainers don't understand why they're not getting better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're gaining more understanding of that. And I think it's, you know, it's real important for parents to get educated if their kids are playing contact sports.
Absolutely. And I think, as we had talked about on your podcast the other day, that parents are the best advocate for their children,
yes.
because they know them. They know what's normal for them. They know their sleeping patterns. They know their moods.
Yeah.
They know their attention and their abilities academically. So when a child gets cleared by the doctor, maybe from doing a return to play guideline, but when the parents see that their child isn't really themselves yet, I mean, that's where the parent should speak up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, you know, if you yourself have had a concussion, or you're not maybe totally sure, like, you know, if you were in a car accident but not sure, you know, talk to your doctor about it. And if they're not listening to you, you have every right to find a new doctor. And I think that some people forget that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I've seen, just in your groups on Facebook, for people that have suffered concussions, people share their stories and ask questions. And that seems to be a common one. My doctor doesn't believe me. My doctor
mm-hmm.
doesn't have any resources for me. My doctor accused me of faking or malingering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the advice from all the other people in the group is always find a new doctor.
Yes. Yes. And another thing I hear a lot too is, well, it's not, you can't possibly still be having symptoms 2 years later, 3 years later. And you know, if the core problem hasn't been fixed, you're going to continue to have symptoms.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Well,
thank you so much for sharing your story for National Concussion Awareness Day and for our listeners here on The Pulse. We have just a few minutes left. Is there any last-minute advice you'd like to give?
You know, you're not alone, and you're not crazy. You know, I know I was starting to feel very crazy. Doctors mm-hmm. were just making me feel like I must be making it up, even though I knew I wasn't. So just know you're not alone in the journey. And, you know, if anyone needs some resources, they can visit my website, which is facesoftbi.com. And I have a lot of resources there for people.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And this is Amy Zellmer. She was here on Half Hour to Health. The show is sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays to find out how chiropractic might be able to help you at either of our locations in Epping or in Meredith, or, of course, here in the Capital Area. Go to crossroadschiropractic.com or call us at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. We wish you a wonderful weekend, a happy and healthy one. We'll see you next time here on The Pulse.